T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we're getting upon that time of year when a lot of people might be sneezing to coughs to full-blown flu. What are some alternatives that people can take or do to alleviate these symptoms?
Absolutely. So one of the greatest natural powerhouses that we have in kind of the herbal world for the immune system is elderberry and elderflower. And I love this one because it's so readily available. You can find it in a lot of different places. I make several herbal teas here at the shop with elderberry in them, or tinctures. You can find it at your local health food stores. You can make it into a syrup yourself at home. So there's tons of stuff you can do that's really immune boosting with elderberry, and it's cheap and it's delicious and readily available. So it's one of my favorites. As far as kind of knocking out things pretty quickly. Over-the-counter supplements, I think some really good ones is to up your vitamin D. Vitamin D has a ton to do with the immune system, and it can really, really help you knock things out a little bit quicker. And so I really love using vitamin D. Slippery elm is a good one if you've got some sore throats and things like that too. So these are a few things that are kind of easy to find, really, really affordable, and don't really have a big allergic profile or danger profile. They're safe in kids, so it's great for the whole family.
Now, I don't get paid by Dole or any of these fruit companies, but I push this constantly on my family of drinking pineapple juice because I have read numerous studies about the benefits of pineapple juice. Would you recommend that to somebody that's suffering from congestion, a cough, a cold?
That's so funny. That's such a great home remedy. So, yes, I do like a little bit of pineapple juice. I worry when people are doing a ton of pineapple juice for the sugar load, because you really want to minimize sugar when you're ill. Sugar can kind of increase that inflammation, and so it's really great to kind of be minimal on the sugar. But if you are going to get sugar, a great place to get it is from fruit, because you have some of these enzymes and vitamins and these kind of things. So bromelain is wonderful, and pineapple juice can be great in moderation. Some other good drinks, things that you might have around the house could be this is actually one of my favorite home remedies, is making a sort of garlic tea. I can't believe I forgot to mention this at first. Garlic is one of the best antimicrobials in any herbalist tool, and it sounds nasty, but it's really, really good to pour some hot water over a few garlic cloves and then squeeze a little bit of lemon into it, and then any of the, I call them the pizza herbs too. If you have thyme or rosemary around the house, those are also antimicrobial, and you can kind of throw that into a hot tea as well, and you can kind of alternate doing a little bit of pineapple juice for the cold and then a little bit of the hot brothy tea taste for the microbials and things like that too. And you can kind of go back and forth, because sometimes a cold drink is nice and sometimes a hot drink is nice. So I kind of like alternating the two.
I know garlic has a lot of good benefits, but that sounds absolutely disgusting.
You think so, but with the lemon in there, it actually, if you think of it instead of a tea and think of it as almost a soup or a broth, it actually is not that bad. It does make your mouth stink, though. You do stink for a little bit afterwards, so it's one of those for if you're at home in bed, probably.
It's like a trade-off. You can either have this cold or your breaths can stink.
Exactly. So if you get to the point where it's really bad, I'll choose to stink. But sometimes if it's just a minimal thing, you can kind of go with another option.
You mentioned sugar being bad for people that are suffering from a cold or flu or any type of allergies. I've also been told by my stepmother that milk and dairy is also not good at a time when you're experiencing cold symptoms. Is that true?
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head. I always tell people when they're sick, it's hard because you kind of get those comfort food cravings sometimes. But dairy in general can be really mucus producing. And so especially if you're having anything with, a lot of snot or you're coughing up kind of gunk, dairy can just really exacerbate those symptoms and give you a little more mucus. So it's really, really good to kind of avoid sugar and dairy and keep your foods really, really simple. If you're hungry at all, sometimes the body, you know, wants you to fast and those kind of things. But it is really good to avoid dairy when you're ill.
So when I go to the store to maybe get some cold medicine, I am allergic to acetaminophen. There are plenty of people out there that are allergic to it. And I find that the selection is pretty slim when it comes to what you can take. It's almost like every cold medicine has acetaminophen in it. But there are actually, now that I see on the shelf, some home remedies, homeopathic medicine, and there is one that they recommend for flu, and I have heard that it does wonders. What could people find at the store in that aisle where the cold medicine is versus having to take actual cold medicine?
So there's a few combination supplements that I really like for cold. If you're just kind of in the store, you're in a bind and you're trying to do things. One that you can find so readily available, and again, this one is one that's specific for kind of, it's a mucolytic, so it's really good for kind of breaking up the mucus. So if you have like a really snotty cold in particular, you can find NAC. It's called NAC for N-acetylcysteine in almost any store. It's very affordable, and it's great just to have around the house for any kind of lung type of cold or anything with a lot of mucus. There's also combination products that I like that will have you know, tons of vitamin A and zinc and garlic and bromelain and things like that in them. One of my favorites that I use, we sell it here at the office, and I recommend it to all my, you know, parents and kiddos or people who are traveling and want to kind of boost the immune system. It's called EHB, and it's by Integrative Therapeutics. I don't get paid by them. I make no money by them, but it's kind of the one that I use in my own life. And it's got vitamin A, vitamin C, it's got zinc, it's got echinacea, and it does have that bromelain in it, so you get kind of that pineapple. It's got the garlic in it, so you don't have to actually eat the garlic and smell. You can just swallow it in a capsule form. And so it's got things that will help you feel better instantly, decrease your inflammation, decrease your kind of grossness, but also help you knock out that cold a little bit better by, you know, increasing your immune system. So I love using that as far as a pill you can just grab. And it's a professional-grade supplement, so I really like that one. We also sell teas and tinctures and things like that, and I think you can find those at, you know, your local health food stores that will have combination antivirals with some of these that I've talked about. Like, a lot of them will have a little bit of garlic in them, or they'll have elderberry, or different things like that in them that you can find that can really help you knock out something a little bit quicker without any acetaminophen or any of the other kind of medicines that either make you sleepy or exacerbate allergies or anything like that.
So I get a lot of eye rolls, and some people just tune me out because I am big into homeopathic remedies and other things, alternatives to the over-the-counter stuff. What would you say to skeptics about some of these remedies we've talked about today? What would you say to that person that says, that's not going to work?
Oh, you know, well, I would say that's fine if you want to take it that way, if you want to. But I think for viral infections in particular, which is the majority of the colds that we see, and including influenza is also a virus, there's not a whole lot that we can do medicinally to knock these out a lot quicker. You go to the doctor, they're just going to tell you to rest. Or they can give you antibiotics, but those are for bacteria more than viruses. So, you know, if there's nothing you can do, it's kind of great to use some of these remedies because you can really knock things out faster. And I think it's worth a try. And I can also say from personal experience that it is really great to be loaded up on these things. You do knock things out a little bit faster and get your immune system back up and going. So I think it's always worth it. If there's no other alternative, you might as well, right? You might as well do what you can to feel a little bit better and get back in action a little bit faster.
All right, Dr. Purdy, is there anything else that you would like to add?
You know, I don't know that there's much more that I would like to add. I think for being sick, I think prevention is the key. And it's really, I think the best way to do that is to really try and eat clean, minimize stress, get enough sleep, do a lot of these things in the winter, really, really take care of your body. The old school health things, just being healthy, getting outside, and doing these things preventatively, so hopefully you don't get to the point where you need to reach for this extra help, I think is honestly always the best way to go about everything. But if you guys do get sick, hop into the office. We've got tons of herbs, and we can fix everyone up really quick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.